It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Glad you could join us for lunch today. Today is October 4th, 2024. We've got some sad news right off the bat. Death toll in Hurricane Helene is up to 221, which is staggering, actually. It's the second most deadly in 55 years after Katrina. And there is another hurricane, another named hurricane, actually, Leslie. She is actually, like, forecasted to head right up the Atlantic, right up the middle, and then curve up to the right and hit France. That's what it looks like to me. I don't know. You tell me. Let's jump right into the birthdays. Dakota Johnson, 34. She looked very familiar. I guess she was in 50 Shades of Grey, which I did not watch. But I learned that she is the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith. So that was pretty interesting. Alicia Silverstone, 47. And Susan Sarandon, 77. So happy birthday to those individuals. Also on this day in history, 1957. Russia launched Sputnik 1. Can you believe that? They were launching stuff into space back when the 57 Chevy was, you know, being sold. Unbelievable. It wasn't, 12 years until after that, until we put someone on the moon, which is interesting. 1989, Secretariat was euthanized after contracting laminitis. It's a hoof disease, unfortunately, but 1970, Janis Joplin OD'd on heroin. There you have it. Let's get into the news, ladies and gentlemen. We've got somewhat breaking news here. Newsmax, dock workers strike a deal, buying time to negotiate. They're going to put off the negotiations until January, I guess, due to the election. But there were 45,000 dock workers or whatever on strike. So that's super significant. That's crazy, actually. Here's one from TMZ. Diddy, that's how they start their headlines. I don't know. Make sure you are lotioned up. He was making a speech at a party of his, and he announced to, I guess, the ladies, make sure you're lotioned up, which is kind of a creepy thing in all honesty. So now everyone's just finding all these creepy things he says and just, you know, broadcasting it, which is, whatever. He is shitty diddy. This one from Des Moines Register. This is sad news. This is an antique collecting legend right here. Passed away, unfortunately. How old was Frank Fritz, American Picker star and Iowa native, died Monday? 60. He was 60 years old. He died of complications from a stroke, sadly. But I've watched many, many of his episodes. And what I want to know is, what the hell are they going to do with all those oil cans? There's got to be thousands of them. So I think there's going to be an auction coming, because I know he had all kinds of other collections too. So here's one from Fox News. Bruce Springsteen announces who he's endorsing for president. Here's one from TMZ. Menendez brothers tuned in from prison for murder case update. Yeah, these guys might deserve to get out, actually. You know, they did do what they did, right? There's no question there. There's no denying that. But there is new evidence that suggests and maybe proves that They were being violated in the worst kind of way, if you know what I mean. I got to be careful what I say here because of where this show is broadcasted. But yeah, you know, and if they reduce his charges to manslaughter, they might let him out on time served already. So we'll see how that plays out. You know, you can kind of justify their actions. You know, that's a touchy subject, really, but you can see how that could drive someone to do something like that, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. We've got one here from CNN. Oh, this is so awesome. This is the greatest news of the day. This should be in the good news segment, actually, at the end of every episode, actually. CNN, former NFL stars Chad Ochocinco Johnson and James Harrison set to fight an exhibition MMA bout. Yes, this is going to happen next year. I'm telling you right now, James Harrison is going to beat the crap out of Chad Johnson. That's just all there is to it. You watch. Dude is a monster. I'm telling you. I cannot wait for that. Here's one from USA Today. Taylor Swift themed guitar smashed by. This guy wins. He pays $4,000 for a Taylor Swift. Now, there was signed documentation. The guitar was not signed, but there was signed documentation with the guitar from her. And he bought it. He won the auction, smashed it with a hammer. And maybe, I don't know, I didn't see a video, but just the way they described it, it's pretty hysterical. But the good news is it's back up for auction again. The same auction house or whatever, they're auctioning it off again. And then all the money goes to charity, so that's great. But yeah, 4K to smash. Yeah, I think it's fair to say who this guy's going to be voting for, wouldn't you say? TMZ, Garth Brooks sued, quote, "You rapaid." You know what I mean by that. "You rapaid me in a hotel room," makeup artist claims. "Show me the evidence." I read the whole article and there was no evidence. It was just her saying this happened. She needs to be sued. Unless she comes up with evidence, she should be sued for saying this. He needs to countersue her. But if she has the evidence, then hey, hats off, lady. Yeah. Go after him. If you've got evidence, hell yeah. You know what, folks? That leaves one story left, actually. And it's always a good one here at the lunch show. It's how we've always rolled and always will. I can't always, you know, live in the darkness. But before we do that, I just want to say, make sure you subscribe, please. I mean, come on. Do you just press a button? We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Right now, we're just doing Fridays, actually, but we're supposed to do Tuesdays coming up soon. I'm a little slower in the winter time, so I will plan on that. I miss them as well. All right, this one is from Reuters. This is not our typical good news story. They're typically like heartwarming things, you know. We do that for the women. They like that stuff. This one from Reuters, Dan Lewis to come out of acting retirement for son's film Anemone. He hasn't been in a movie since 2017. So he's taking quite a break. He probably misses it a little bit. I'm sure it is fun to film those movies. Not to mention the paycheck. So yeah. But that's an episode, folks. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you have a good weekend. Be safe out there on the mean streets of America. No drunk driving, of course. That would be stupid. Plenty of other forms of transportation. All right, I'm out of here. Y'all take it easy until the next episode. Keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.